Good afternoon. You may not recognize the name Petko Ganchev, and that's okay. You don't really need to. But what you do need to know about him is that he was a man who played soccer in a foreign land where they play such things. He was a soccer player who recently his former team made the announcement before one of their games that Ganchev, who was in his 70s, had passed away. The teams paid tribute to him. They met together at the center of the field, and they lined up together, and they had a moment of silence for about a minute. And this isn't anything new. I mean, we've seen teams do things like this before. But the funny twist in all of this is Petko Ganchev was not dead. he was still alive, and the team had just gotten bad information. After all this had happened, he said that he was flooded with phone calls of people calling him to see if he'd really died. And I think that's a funny thing in and of itself. I mean, what do you ask somebody who picks up the phone and you think they're dead? Are you alive? But I would imagine that the higher ups of the team would probably think to themselves, you know what, we should have found out the whole story or listened to the whole story before speaking. And the Bible would agree with that. We read in Proverbs 18 and verse 13, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him." Now, we can definitely imagine us hearing something and something that causes our emotions to get aroused or things that we immediately disagree with, and we just shut down. We don't listen to the rest of what somebody is telling us. I mean, we're right anyways. Why is it that we need to listen? And we just get ready to say what we have to say. We just respond. And you know, we really probably should check ourselves in those situations because we might be doing something that the Bible says is shameful. And we also may be ignoring some things that we need to hear. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. I'm going to be reading towards the end of the chapter in verse 51. And we're going to be jumping into the story here after Stephen has made his defense before the Jewish people. And I want to take a look at how his defense ends and the reaction that it causes in verse 51. "You men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become, you who received the law as ordained by angels and yet did not keep it." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened up and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. Now we see here in verse 57 the people physically covering up their ears. But you know what? Whenever we read this, I don't know that I am convinced that they were really listening in the first place. And I'll tell you why I think that. Stephen's point in all of this, the point that he ends up making, is your fathers, those that came before you, despised righteousness, and they killed those who tried to teach it to them. These men that spoke for God, and the Jewish people knew this. The people that Stephen are talking to, they knew this. They have the same Bible that we do. And yet, after Stephen makes this point, they immediately rush to kill someone. So, no, I really don't think that they were listening, truly listening to what Stephen had to say. And in the end, they missed out on what they needed to hear. Now, I find it interesting they did let Stephen talk for quite a bit. I mean, they let him defend himself for about a chapter, right? He goes on for about a chapter, and the reality is, at least I know with me, that people may not get that long before I cover up my ears and I tune them out and just prepare the response that's already on my mind. But like those that we read about here in Acts chapter 7, I certainly may be missing out on some information that I need to hear, and that information may be that I'm wrong. Or I may be missing out on an assurity that they are wrong, and I'm missing out on information to be able to help them to see what's right. And that's not to prove that I am right or anything like that. It is so that God and His truth can be glorified. And also, it might just be me, but I don't know that I can imagine too many situations where plugging up our ears and rushing to do something will ever lead to something good. And that's certainly not the case that we see here in Acts chapter 7. When these men plugged up their ears, they were not trying to shut out biases or anything like that. And when they were rushing, they were not rushing to try to find out if what Stephen said was true when weighed against the truth of God. But instead, they were rushing to do shame, and they were rushing to do evil. And what it says about them is that they were cut to the quick, or they were angered, and that certainly may be something that is relatable to us. And while our feet may not run to murder or anything like that, what might also be relatable to us is rushing to do something or to say something that is at the very least embarrassing, but even worse, saying something or doing something that just is not fit for someone who is a citizen of the kingdom of God. And I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but I believe that we need to be quicker to be cut to the quick in a spiritual sense and than a physical sense. And I guess by that I mean, you know, if somebody insults us, if somebody says something that we don't like or anything like that, we can be quick to be cut to the quick or angered in a worldly manner where we allow that to offend our pride or something like that. And then we answer in a worldly way, and answering in a worldly way is never God's way. But if it's righteousness that we love, if it is evil that angers us, if it is God not being glorified that angers us, then, you know, we will not even tolerate ourselves acting in an ungodly way. We will be patient, and we will answer in the love and the truth of God. And if somebody is talking to us and they are saying something that does not glorify God, you know what, that should make us angry. It should make us angry, but instead of tuning out and answering with what we think is right, we need to take what we are given and seek God. Seek God to help us to answer with what He thinks that He is right. What He thinks is right. Because, you know, that's not always what we think is right. Because our God wants to be glorified by every mouth, even the ones that, you know, make us angry and the ones that we want to tune out. And being able to hold back, that takes a little bit of self-control. And self-control is what we need to do, what God tells us to do, and that's to listen. We see in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, again, just referring back to Proverbs 18 and verse 13, he who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. And I think we understand that listening is more than just hearing words. And this is where the people in Acts chapter 7 fell short. I mean, they let Stephen talk for a long time. They heard him for a long time, but they didn't really listen to him. And they certainly didn't listen to the most important things that he was saying. We need to have our ears and our minds open to what comes into us and listen to the whole story. And more importantly, we need to have our ears and mind open to God, to help us to give a better answer for the whole story that we are hearing. It is foolish to tune out and to just rush in, and we may be missing out on information that's really important to us, which may be that we're wrong. And by covering up our ears and our hearts, we just will never find out until it's too late. But if we listen to others, but most importantly, if we listen to God, we escape shame for ourselves, which is a great thing, but more importantly, we give glory and honor to the Lord God Almighty, which is always the greatest thing. If you this afternoon find it necessary to come before the congregation with anything, if you need to repent of anything, or if you do need to accept the invitation and become new again in this life that Christ offers, please come forward while we stand and as we sing.